All right, so the urge to go live is strong. The urge to go live is strong. There's a bit of a dark cloud. It's weird. It's a dark cloud over the collective of BIPOC and allies and people who just don't like seeing these injustices play out the way they always seem to. It's a dark cloud. And it's a dark cloud that's dominated predominantly the online world, but it's filtered into the news, it's filtered into conversations in real life. And it's a dark cloud. And coincidentally, it's dark outside as well. So it's all gloomy. To the point where now I'm beefing with people online and shit. And I don't even give a fuck about that kind of thing. But the energy surrounding the recent, let's say, 2 months of killings and injustices is just... it'll weigh on you. You know? And no substance escapism will help. No substance escapism will help. All that'll do is get you more riled up, so you gotta deal with it head on. Keep in mind, I'm not related to these people. None of us are, except for the people who really are. And I came across this one TikTok that was just so, like, I was like, damn, I'll probably never find it again because that's the nature of TikTok. But it's a indigenous woman with her daughter on the bed. She's crying, she's bawling at what's going on. Specifically George Floyd, but I imagine everything as well, all the other killings as well. And she's just bawling, and the message is, knowing you have to raise your daughter in a world such as this. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, fuck, man, like, that's exactly what I'm about to walk into. Not just me. The mom too. And I say to myself, you know, how much protection of kids, I mean, you're willing to lay down your life for your kids when that time comes, but they still gotta go through their life, you know what I mean? And all you can do is impart knowledge and skills that would allow them to navigate, maneuver through all this bullshit. But it was sad to see, because it's true. But then I also think, well, every generation has had a crisis similar to this. Civil rights, before that, different countries, they've all had similar things. I was watching an interview with Don Cheadle, and Don Cheadle saying that when he talks to older blacks, they straight up say that what's going on now is worse than before. So it's worse now than before civil rights and during civil rights, and they're kind of like, what the fuck, man? Like, how is it worse? Or maybe we're so knee-deep in it we don't see it. I don't know. But it's a very alarming reality. One second. Fuck. My drink is somewhere. One second. One second. Okay, here it is. One second. Yeah, so it's alarming. And you can understand that parents, BIPOC parents, and LGBTQ plus parents, and forgive me, I forget the other, it's like two, oh man, I'm not saying anymore. So both groups, as parents, have to now raise their your kids in it. You almost want to create a school that's separate from, I mean, I know segregation is fucked up, but you almost want to create a school that's separate from the dominant culture, dominant society. I know it's fucked up to say, but that almost seems to be the solution, because we see what were some of, and I know it's out of context, but what were some of Dr. King's last words, like leading my people into a burning house, integration being the boon of the African American, integration being a misguided strategy. It was taken out of context, and I'm not going to go too far into it, but wanting to have institutions that focus, kind of like, kind of like having institutions specifically for indigenous, Chinese, black, Latin, Latino, whatever it is, and instilling certain values within those institutions, right? Like all them black colleges in the U.S., right? Doesn't mean that they don't participate in the larger society. It just means that they get an education that is instilling a sense of pride that you may or may not see in another school. And it's much deeper than that, but I'm not going to go on about it right now. One second. So, Regis, oh boy, I gotta find her name now. Regis Korshinsky Paquette tossed off the roof. Turns out she was half indigenous. They say they went to go arrest her on a balcony and then she fell. Like, what the fuck, man? I know this is some downerism series of audio journals, but look, we all have to face a world where this is the reality. You can't hide from it. You can't ignore it. You're all on your fucking phones now. You're seeing it constantly. How can you avoid it now? It's one thing maybe 2008 or 9 and 10 or whatever, and you couldn't be like, oh, I didn't know this shit was going on. Now it's in your face daily. Every other TikTok, every other tweet, every other Facebook post, every other Instagram post is about this exact issue. You have to be aware. And you got to start, at the very least, looking into it. Like, I'm sitting here, like, not reading from front to back, but, like, going through certain books that, like, highlight in 1967, 1950, 1970, this exact shit is going on now. And I'm like, wow, nothing has changed. Other than the technology and the advancements and so on and so forth. But nothing has changed. Nothing has fucking changed, man. Are we really... And I'm talking to my people of color. Are we ready to put our lives on the line for this? We are. I can't join a protest, but I made a couple calls. To whom, I won't say, but you can probably guess. I mean, what else can we do? We're so spread out. The most we can do is make calls. It almost felt useless to do, but it is a step towards... It's all part of a larger play. It's all part of a larger machine. It's all part of a larger puzzle. Some of y'all are out there on the front lines because you can be. Some of y'all some of us are in the background making calls. So there's people writing emails and shit. There's all manners of people doing different things to address this. And hopefully, the other thing too, we don't want whatever the current killing or injustice is, we don't want that to eclipse the one that just happened before, a week before, 2 weeks before. That's also a risk. All right, it happens. Something happens, then the one before gets forgotten or talked about less, than the one before that gets forgotten and talked about less. On and on it goes, back to 2010, 2012, 13, 14, 2000, you know, 2000, Amadou Diallo. And then before that, all of the ones before that, it's just such a ridiculous sort of eclipsing that needs to end. You know? But because people's attention span is just so short, the pitchforking and the outrage happens. And then a lot never materializes except for right now. Where shit's burning to the ground and people are surrounding cops' houses. Whew. Anyway, I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.